Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flint, Keith Munson, and Josh Hoffness in the studio.
Hey, who are you? Hey. Who is this, John?
Did y'all do the show last week?
No, we did not.
I am unfamiliar with the man who is in front of me.
Time out. Did you do the show last week?
We did.
Oh, you did? You two did?
Yeah.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, two times in a row.
God, how'd our ratings do? They had to drop
They're soaring. Plus. They're soaring, aren't they, Josh?
Really?
Soaring.
Well, what'd you talk about? Was it had to be good?
About an hour.
Well, we are back. We got the whole team back here together. It is almost Thanksgiving.
It is. Well, it almost
fact,
for us. It will be by the time this airs.
By the time this airs, you will be full of turkey.
What are you thankful for, buddy?
I'm thankful for a lot. One, this has been a kind of a goofy year. Had a couple of surgeries, but one of them, no cancer. Got me a new hip, which makes two.
Mm-hmm.
Got me a new voice, which is coming back.
That's awesome.
And I got me a lovely wife of 34 years.
Wow.
I got...
now, is she thankful? That's
you didn't ask me that question. Josh is going to be a new daddy here before long.
Oh, dadgummit. I got something for him, too, and it's not here with me. I'll have to bring it next week.
All right. Well,
dadgummit.
Well, don't spoil him with a bunch of gifts and everything.
Well, I mean, find that $5.
I said when I walked in here the studio today and I saw you sitting out there waiting for me to get in,
mm-hmm.
that we were going to have a real fishing show today.
We are going to have a real fishing show.
Because they're catching some fish. We've got a big tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're taping this a little bit before the tournament, and I'm not going to talk any smack this time. I'm gonna be
Please don't.
I'm going to be very humble and hope that we can go out and just have two wonderful days of fishing.
Me too. We will have. Whether we catch them or not, we'll have two good days.
Well, you went last week, right?
Yes. I've been four or five times to Cumberland, spaced out a little bit. I can catch five that weigh 9 to 11 pounds.
Ain't going
to
help us.
And I've done it every week, and I've not got any money. It's hurt my feelings. So this week, I'm going to catch a big one.
We need 20 pounds this week, I'm afraid.
I probably take 16 or 17, I would think.
Because it's going to be, from everything I'm hearing, as many of you all know, it's the 30-what year of the Bill Taylor tournament?
38, I think. 7 or 8. It's up there. He's getting old.
He is old.
Him and Ron McClure.
Him and Ron McClure, their 38th year of this tournament. They've done it every year. After Thanksgiving, the Saturday, there's also one that Richard, I guess, putting on Friday.
Friday.
We'll fish it as well.
Yeah, this will be behind us time we get this thing. But
so we're going to fish that one, too. But I am pumped. You and I won this thing one time, but we have not won it in a while.
It's been, 8 or 10 years now?
Probably 10.
Yeah.
Or probably 30. I don't know.
Well, let's just act
it's
like
been a long time.
Let's just, we need the I feel the need.
And we've had a couple of top 10s, but we really haven't done as well as I think we're capable of doing.
I agree with you.
So,
I agree with you.
I want to pledge to you that all of my concentration that will be coming on for this past Friday and Saturday,
yeah.
I am going to give you my full dedication of concentration because of every great athlete I've been around. I'm not a great athlete, but everyone I've been around, the most successful ones are the ones who can concentrate the most in all circumstances. That means when I'm getting tired, I'm not going to act tired. When I'm getting disgusted, I'm not going to act disgusted. When I'm a little flabbergasted, I'm not going to be flabbergasting.
What about if you get excited?
If I get excited, I'm going to be excited. I promise you I'm going to do
too.
That. So let's go. So it's a Bill Taylor tournament, and we got to be pumped. I would assume there's going to probably be 175 boats in this.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. The weather's supposed to be nice in the 50s, so, we got a nice
And I heard that they've got a whole one ramp open down at Conley Bottom now.
Do they have one whole ramp open?
One place to put in because they parked a bunch of boats right there in the middle of the ramp. Well, now, unless they've moved them. But
we may move. Surely to goodness they'll move it.
We may
find us another ramp to put in.
Well, I think we should.
I think we will.
We got a hotel accommodations ready to go.
Have we really?
We got, good. So we can, that means Friday night after we can come back and watch the ball game.
Ooh, that's good.
So it's real good. Now, speaking of big ball games that are coming up, before we get into this serious fishing stuff, we come to our guest, so we got a great guest today.
Oh, we got a great guest.
He's been on before, but he is a true fisherman, and he's going to tell us a lot what's going on. Josh.
Yeah.
Lafayette, Scott County. Give me a preview.
Well, I can give you a preview. I'm not going to give you a prediction because that doesn't work.
I would hope not.
That doesn't work so well out for me.
Because I'll write it down and I'll call you out on it.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Lafayette. I really am. But Coach McKee over at Scott County puts together a really good program. They're a well-oiled machine. That's how they play. It's like a machine. They run that wing tee offense. And if you know, they have two middle schools in Scott County. Both of those middle schools run the exact same offense and defense. So that's how they just keep it going as it goes through the years.
Them, yeah.
All right, for the layman, set it up. These two have played already this year.
Yes, yes.
And what happened in that?
Lafayette won, but it was due
because?
To... Yes, it was due to a rainout, and Scott County could not host the game the next day.
Uh-oh.
And Scott County was on top at that time by a touchdown, so...
Really? How did Lafayette win then?
Because... Go ahead, tell them the story, because you're going to have to repeat this again.
Yes. Scott. All right, it was raining at Scott County. Scott mm-hmm. County could not host the game the following day because they had a JV game, I believe, going on the same field that they had already, you know, uh-huh. that they had already promised and everything, which in my book, I would think that you would just cancel that JV
or
game.
Move it back an hour, up an hour or two.
Yeah, right? Yeah, something like that. But, of course, they do play on Georgetown College's field, so there may have been something going on with that as well.
I see.
But the story was the JV game was the issue.
Oh.
But that's why they didn't do it, so they were unable to host, so that automatically forfeits them of the game.
So Lafayette got the win, even though they were behind.
I'll be darned.
So you know there's a little motivation on both sides of the yeah. ball this week, and you guys yeah. will have a good one, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And
that'd be a good game to watch.
Another interesting fact about this is Wills just recently, last week, he said that he was going to go to Alabama. So there's that Jedrick Wills. Yeah, he's a big-time
wow.
offensive lineman for Lafayette. Just confirmed that he will be playing for Nick Saban in Alabama,
wow.
which is kind of a loss out for UK, honestly, because he is a
very
good guy.
And you would have thought maybe with Landon Foster from Lafayette going to the University
Landon
of Kentucky,
Young.
Would have had, or Landon Young, I mean,
yeah.
it would have had a little bit of an influence on him.
That's what I was hoping, too. I had my fingers crossed, but, I mean, that is a pretty big draw when you got Nick Saban calling you up and
Alabama
stuff. I mean, I can't.
Calling you better.
Yeah. Can't really blame him
like
there.
Calipari. He's got that hand over here, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah I hear they've he had brought, a pretty good recruiting class for 2017, too.
And 18 and 15 and 13.
Walker Wood, however, the quarterback for Lafayette is going
to
UK. Yeah, he's going to be playing probably corner position, but he's one heck of an athlete, so he's a great pickup either way you look at it, honestly.
You bet Lafayette how many games this year?
Quite a few, probably about five or six.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, awesome. So, well, that ought to be a good one. And this is the semis now. The winner of this goes to the state finals. Is that
That's
correct?
Right.
Wow. So, and I talked to my buddy Rodney Woods down in Monticello, Wayne County.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him when he started his basketball, and Rodney says, well, we play our first game next Tuesday, but we got three of our starters are on the football team.
Yep. That's
so, and I know how that goes. Hey, we're going to talk a lot. We got Marty Stone from Major League Fishing coming on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit more about this week's tournaments. More when we return on Big League Fishing.
This is Boudreaux Mee from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Keith Munson, Doug Flynn in the studio today with producer extraordinaire Josh Toftas.
The bearded one.
The bearded one. Getting ready for a big tournament that we got to go fish. So you decided you'd call upon somebody that knew a little bit about fishing
yes,
to help
I did.
Us with our tournament this
yeah.
week.
Yes, I did.
I got a feeling this is going to be more like a roast than it's going to be.
This could be a roast the Doug Flynn show.
Hey, welcome to Major League Fishing's very own Mr. Marty Stone and a good friend. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How about you guys?
Are you really out in the field on a baseball field right now?
We've got a dear friend of mine that's Coach Tom Austin. He coaches University of Methodist here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 32 years, 1,300 wins.
God.
He's coached my son since he was 10 years old, and he's going to be inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame
awesome.
This January. And Tom has been JT's coach since he was 10. I was smart enough to realize after 10, I couldn't get him where he needed to, so we got him home for a winter or a Thanksgiving break, and we're out here just reminiscing and having fun and banging around a little bit.
Hey, how's he enjoying Miami? Does he like it?
He does. He absolutely does. That is a perfect fit for him. Incredible staff. A lot of talent. I think these guys have got a chance to make a little noise.
Wow.
He'll have his hands full to be able to play as a freshman, but who knows?
Yeah.
That's right.
You know,
that's
the right. thing has really changed so much, and I know they got a lot going on around here at UK. We got a new baseball coach this year, too. But the fall program and the weight program and the indoor hitting and all the stuff they got going out, they're ready to go when that early, what is it, February,
yeah.
I guess?
They'll crank up in January. They're killing them. My son is a freshman, so he's finding out what work's all about. In high school, all they did was pretend. Now he's having to get out.
Oh, man. Well, how you doing, buddy? You doing well?
I'm doing good. I really need to be talking to Keith because he's the one that actually has a little knowledge of fishing, and he's actually reliable enough to show up when he says he's going to be somewhere. So I knew I was going to get this call tonight, so I said, for Keith, I'll do it. For the old Doug Jones, I'll let him be a sidekick.
Wait,
you know, I only come up here like three times this year, and you ain't showed yet.
You got to admit that when I told you I just had my surgery and I was going to come up there anyway and sit, and you said, no, you don't have to do that. True or false?
You remind me of Hillary Clinton. You got more. Oh! You know what to do with.
I'm gone. You lost me. I'm out of here.
It hurts.
Keith, I bet he's the guy that said, you know, if we'd have just done, you fill in the blank, we'd have done okay. Always the reason why he doesn't
Hey, we're both bad about that. If we only had done this.
We've got a huge.
Let's talk some fishing tonight, boys.
We got a huge tournament coming up. I mean, okay. This is huge. This is, you know, Bill Taylor. This is one that Bill puts on. This is the 38th year. And he's done it every Saturday after Thanksgiving. There's also one Friday. And so we're going to be fishing both of them. And we're heading down. I'm going to head down tomorrow after I eat lunch with Mom and Dad. And then Keith's going to come down Friday morning, I guess.
Right, right.
And then, but
what
we,
lake?
Cumberland.
Which I got FLW on there this year.
Yep.
So
they're catching.
You need a little advice, don't you?
Oh, man.
They're catching.
Need some advice?
Yeah, well, of course.
Yes, we do.
It's going to be simple. Keith, get a new partner. You can't screw that up. And if you're in doubt, here's something what a lot of people don't know about Bill Taylor. Up until about 2 years ago, most people don't realize Bill Taylor held the record for the most all-time BFL wins. One of the greatest anglers that no one ever knows
that's
about.
That's true. That's true.
I'm surprised as much as he talks that everybody didn't already know about
it. He won the very first All-American.
Did he really?
Yeah, before it became the 100,000.
Bill Taylor was one of the greatest anglers to ever hold a rod and reel that most people don't realize that.
Yeah. Wow.
And not to mention just a fine guy. I mean,
well,
he's awesome.
We agree. He and Keith fished, I don't know, you all fished together
fished
forever,
for years and years and years, yeah. He drug me around like a puppy dog.
And then what happened, man? He went downhill.
Well, he realized that he needed...
You get a washed-up baseball player don't show up. I mean, my God, come on. You call me. I'll come help you. I'll fish with you.
Let me tell you something. He realized that as good a fisherman as he was, that he needed somebody with some great hands that could be a good net man. So that's what
And then what happened? He couldn't find him, and he still got
him.
Come on,
roast them.
We're making this way too easy for Marty. Yes,
It's also kind of along the lines of if you want to master your craft, you got to teach it.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, did you hear what this sorry dog did to me when I had my throat surgery? He had little cue cards made up. Now I thought that this is true. We fished a tournament, and I had to be quiet for two straight months weeks. So
couldn't say a thing.
So Keith had these cards, and I thought they would say, "Hey Keith, get the net. Hey Keith, I got a bite or something." You know what they said on there? All of them said, "Tell him what you put on your cards."
Hey Keith, you're the man. Hey Keith, I can't believe you catch them so good.
I love it.
Hey Keith, I'll get the net for you again. How did you catch your limit so fast?
I would have said I need a sandwich or water or something.
I had one of those.
You know, I stood up next to him, and every time I get a bite, I couldn't say anything. I just give him an elbow. Yeah. Like I was blocking him out on a rebound or something.
So in other words, his ribs didn't get that sore during that time.
Who's our next guest today?
Hey, I gave y'all fair warning this was coming, and you still wanted to be on.
Well, I deserve it. I deserve it.
I love it.
I deserve it. All right, tell me, you got some.
How far are you from Miami of Ohio?
What are we? A couple hours?
Yeah, 2.5 hours probably.
Yeah,
2.5.
I'm only 10, so when I drive 10 to see a brother, you think in 2.5 you could be there, but that's all right. I get it.
Hey, we will make a point to make sure we're there.
Well, you speak for yourself. You speak for yourself. I ain't going up there and saying sorry, dog, after you doing this today.
Text me a schedule, Marty, and I will be there, buddy.
I told him we'd be there to see see the ball games, and if they needed any Reds tickets, let me know.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I've just renewed up for another year doing Reds Weekly, so it looks like I'm going to have to be running up there once a week anyway.
There we go. Good stuff.
Hey, tell me.
Well, let's talk some fishing.
Yeah. You got some new stuff going on. First of all, give us a little recap from Major League Fishing.
And then I know you got some new stuff going on.
Man, we've already filmed two events. They're going to be awesome shows. We did one in Minnesota. We did one in Eufaula. The one in Minnesota, they flat caught them. I mean, just caught them. A lot of numbers,
wow.
Good size, different fishery no one's ever been to. you follow, we told them point blank where they were going. And the reason we told them point blank, I knew how bad it would suck, and it's called the Challenge Cup. And it challenged them. It really did.
Wow.
Them guys were cussing us left and right. They're like, y'all could have went somewhere better. I said, guys, you're the best in the business. It's not always about somewhere better. It's about showing the world that you can struggle too, but the best fishermen will win. So we had two bang-up events. It's going to be some great footage, great shows. But I'm really fired up about this CBS thing we got coming down this year.
What is that?
We haven't heard about that.
CBS approached us, so, and it's been announced, but CBS approached us and said, guys, we love what you're doing. We want to test a series with y'all. So we're going to film an event, site to be determined. It looks like we're going to be somewhere in Texas, March the 6th. We're going to do a little bit different format. We're going to call it the World Championship of Major League Fishing. So we're bringing our top 12-point anglers into Texas. We're hosting or having an event. But here's the cool thing. CBS, we're going to run this thing in the summer. So we're going to have six shows and then probably some re-airs. But we're airing on prime time an hour before PGA events on CBS Saturday at 2 o'clock.
That's awesome, man. That is some big-time stuff.
It really is. Wow. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that turns the corner for you right there.
You're not just a kid.
We've always wanted to attract the sports fan.
Yeah.
And now we've got an opportunity. And CBS come to us about this. We didn't approach them.
Man, that's good. That's really good.
What kind of stuff do you feel like since now, I mean, the show that you've got is outstanding anyway, and the way it kind of carries over, and you see guys that are getting a little bit more nervous doing this than they would in a regular tournament, what kind of things are you going to have, or are you going to change anything at all now that you're moving it to primetime?
Yeah, what we're going to end up having to do is, since we're only bringing 12 anglers instead of 24, we'll probably give them a two-day period. We'll give them a two-day period where it's a cumulative weight each of the days,
yep.
And then we'll let them carry it forward. But then we're still going to bring them down to sudden death, and we're still going to take them that. So we're going to give them a mulligan, you know, like two rounds in a PGA deal. If you go out there and stink to join up first day, we'll put you on the new lake and we'll give you a second round. But we're going to keep the format semi-intact.
Uh-huh.
Just, it works. It's exciting. Fans can follow it. When you start talking about score tracker, you talk about scoreable bass. You talk about the things a sports fan will relate to. The big deal is, though, it's only going to be 12. Let me tell you right now that 12, there's not a bad stick in the bunch.
There's not the top 24 either.
I'm just glad I'm on this side of the camera and not holding that rod anymore. I just tell everybody how good I would be and don't have to prove a thing.
Do you miss it, Marty? Because I know you fished for a long time professionally. Do you miss it now? Or are you really enjoying what you're doing?
Great.
Tell me.
That's a great question. When I first started this deal, every tournament I'd go to, probably the first three or four events, I'd look at it and, golly, I can do that. Now, I don't. Man, I'm getting to hang out with my kids. I'm getting to watch my daughter grow up. I'm getting to watch my son grow up, live out a dream. And I really enjoy the talent that I get to watch, especially with some of these newcomers now. There's some fresh energy coming in. We've got some, you know, when I get to watch a Jason Christie or get to watch a Greg Hackney, which he's not a newcomer, but he's right there on that verge. A Fletcher Shyrock. Some of these guys that you hear about on bass, and you're like, man, I wonder if they're really good or not good. That's fun. And then watch the excitement of guys. And you're right. The energy level's been turned up. We've got guys that are falling out. And that's a big deal. And I hate it for them. But I love the role that I have now. I really do. One of these days, they're going to get smart and figure out they can hire somebody better and cheaper. Emphasis is on the cheaper part. And I'll be removed from my role. But I have a knowledge base now that no angler in the world has. And I don't say that boastfully. I say that because I'm very fortunate. I was able to fish at a high level. I've had some of the best sponsors, non-endemic in the world. I've made a few classics. But there's not another angler in the world that's done what I've done in the fishing industry that's had the luxury of watching the best in the business for the extended period that I have. I now know what good looks like.
Yeah, but that, you know, there's no substitute for experience, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whether
right.
When you get to a certain point, unfortunately, in the game of broadcasting, they're always looking for new, fresh talent. But,
right.
You know, new, fresh talent doesn't always have the experience. And doesn't always have, I'm looking at my producer right now, who's really a hemorrhoid, but he's pointing fingers at himself.
No, our sport is very unique in this. We have a sport that we're going after a non-fixed object. So in every other sport, baseball, basketball, football, there's a fixed object. You have the ball, you have the players, and you get to see the whole game. Well, we still have a sport where there's a lot of moving parts. And, oh, yeah, the end result of that game, we can never see until we make that thing do something by the lure.
Yeah.
So if you don't understand the uniqueness and the quirkiness of this sport, there's no way you can break it down where an average sports fan can relate. So you need someone that can relate to sports and then try to bring the lingo in what we do in the fishing world and make them correlate together. And I probably do a piss poor job.
You do a great job.
Time, I'm going to tell them.
You're doing an awesome job. Also, I'm talking with Marty Stone here of Major League Fishing. Can you hang with us for another segment?
Yes, sir. Be glad.
All right. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GD. And they will be right back.
Check your calendars, dude drinkers. It's Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Friend Day. So crack open the Deeper Darker Dew Mountain Dew Black Label for James. Hey, James won those two awesome concert tickets, and what did he do? He took someone else. Wait, he took someone else? Okay, change of plans. Today is Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Real Friend Day. So pour around and savor that crafted dark berry flavor made with real sugar and herbal bitters. Introducing Mountain Dew Black Label, boldly refined.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store. Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months. Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. All right, we're back with Big League Fishing. Good job, Josh. Attaboy. Keith Munson, Doug Flynn in the studio. Our special guest, Marty Stone from Major League Fishing. Marty, that you know, watching those shows, I mean, I look forward to it every weekend, even though, and I'll watch them over and over because I watch it during the week, then I watch it on the weekend too.
Yeah, I tape them. I've used to put it on the DVR.
Well, you got a sickness.
Yes, I do.
You have a sickness. Yes, and you know what? I'm guilty of that, too.
And so does most of America that follow our sport, because I get so many people going, man, I watched that show 10 times. You watched it more than I did.
My wife says, you saw him catch that while ago. He knows he's going to catch off the end of that dock. I mean, yeah, I know, but it's cool.
Have you? It amazes me now when people say, so you watch fishing shows on TV? Do you run across much of that with people that go, how do you do that for a living?
Doug, I'll give you this, and this you'll enjoy this because it shows you how irrelevant you become in the sport you pursued all the years. I still every now and then show up and fish a BFL just for kicks and giggles. Most of the time, I don't get to practice at all, so when I do well, I can give myself a that a boy, but when I do poorly, I'm overrated. But I'm standing in line last year, and I'll wear an Under Armour T-shirt and a pair of jogging shorts. I mean, I'm incognito. And a young kid, probably 25, 26, is in front of me. We got to weigh in line, sitting with our bag of water, fish in the water. He turns around and gives me that double take. He's like, "You're Marty Stone, Major League Fish." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." He's like, "Man, what is? You got the greatest job in the world." I'm like, "I do have a pretty good job. I get to watch some of the best in the business, and it's really taught me over these years how it was so tough to beat some of these guys and how some of them are so good." Doug, he never missed a beat. He said, "You fished?" I'm like, 25 years of my life just went down the toilet right there. And that kid did not have a frigging
Oh, and you're right. I can relate. I have been there. You know, I went back and coached 2 years in the minor leagues with the Mets. And after the first month, I was managing these young kids, and most of them were out of high school, some out of college. And after the first month, we were having a team meeting one day, and finally one of the kids looked up. He says, "So, and you know, back then they don't call you Mr. anything. They just call you, 'Hey, Skipper,' or 'Hey, Doug,' whatever."
Right.
And this kid looked up at me just as serious as he could be. He says, "So, Doug, did you ever play much?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I played in high school." And then I said, "I got cut from my college team." And without missing a beat, he went, "Oh, yeah, wow."
Well, I had another instance, too, and I was going to talk about this. I'm doing a mentoring with a couple young anglers just because I love to do it, and they're great. And I've got some of the dads just pestering me to death to start a school, and that's maybe down the line because we don't have no coaches in the sport. No one would teach these kids what's good. But I'm working with a young man named Carson Olano. His dad's a fabrication guy for Joe Gibbs Racing. Good young angler. I was introduced to him by my marketing folks out of Charlotte. Said, "You might want to take a look at this one." So I worked with Carson last year and a half, and I had him lined up to go fish with one of my outdoor writer buddies. I wanted to get him some experience, get him some exposure, put him into that world. And him and the outdoor writer's name is Dan Kibler. They're out there fishing about 5 or 6 hours, and Dan looked over at Carson and said, "Man, you know, you're sort of lucky that Marty's taking a liking to you and doing all this. I mean, not often you get an angler with his experience." Carson never missed a beat. He said, "You mean he's not only the Major League Fishing analyst, but he fished too?" And Dan's like, "Yeah, he was runner-up angler of the year, and this time class." Carson had no freaking clue.
Wow.
Picked up a rod.
Well, I'm glad it's your sport, too, and not just mine. Hey, speaking of angler of the year, how about your buddy?
You know, it was he's such a great angler. I've always known that for a long, long time. What most people don't realize about G is that back of his has kept him from truly being great. He's on his fifth back surgery. I had 3 years of my career where I carried his luggage everywhere he went, put him in the boat most days.
Wow.
We had a rule when we were rooming together, and we did for 17 years. He was not allowed to talk to me about fishing during practice because he's one of these anglers. He can be on the water 20 minutes first day of practice, see a leaf fall 400 yards away, and I figured him out. And he had. That's all it took with him. It's just always been a natural. I know the background. I know the family well. I know where he's come from. There's no one that's come from more of a humble background. There's no one more deserving. There's no one that's given his lifeblood to the sport like he has. You know, people see the funny side of G, and he is, man. I had a rule back when we were rooming together. I'd always pass the hat around at 9 o'clock, and they'd look at me. I said, "Boys, if you're in this room after 9 o'clock, you're here for the entertainment, not the fellowship." We ain't well for many years when I passed that hat around because no one would leave, and they'd put the money in. One of the most incredible people I've ever been around, and one of the most generous, loving, caring persons I've ever been around. The sport has a great angler of the year, and I hope he's got enough energy to keep going. This one took a lot out of him. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
That surgery they had after that. And he's always trying to one-up me. Last year I had a torn meniscus repaired. Mine was ruptured. 2 days later, I'm back in the office. He gets a little tear. 2 days later, he's back in the hospital, and they're cutting him from one end of his knee up to his waist with a compartmental infection. We almost lost the leg. So,
golly.
Wow.
He can't never do nothing simple, and it's always go big or go home, and by God, he went big.
I know he had a lot of great things to say about JT, didn't he?
Oh, when we saw him at the boat show last year. Man, he just started raving about JT. He said, "That boy's going to be in the big leagues now, I'm telling you right now."
Well, he raised him, too. When JT was from 0 to 5.5, Robin, my wife, JT, and G and myself on the road. So I had 2 kids on the road and a wife. I'll never forget one time we were down in Red River, Louisiana, staying in a cabin / single wide that's 20 feet long. And I'm outside working on the tackle, and the dang trail is just rocking back and forth. And I fly in the door, and I slam it open, and then I see JT in midair being flipped by Uncle G, and he hits the blind. The blinds and everything come falling down on both of them. He looked at JT and said, "Boy, I think we're in trouble." So my kid has the benefit. He's been a beneficiary of hanging out with Uncle G and Uncle Skeet and Mr. Kevin and raising. So Gerald helped raise him. He really did. We still got a Tigger, a big stuffed Tigger, Winnie the Pooh Tigger, that's about 4 foot tall. When the first road trip we ever took.
All right, hold on. Save that thought. We're going to catch up that when we come right back. You're listening to Big League Fishing with Marty Stone here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Check your calendars, dew drinkers. It's Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Friend Day. So crack open the deeper, darker dew, Mountain Dew Black Label for James. Hey, James won those two awesome concert tickets, and what did he do? He took someone else. Wait, he took someone else? Okay, change of plans. Today is Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Real Friend Day. So pour around and savor that crafted dark berry flavor made with real sugar and herbal bitters. Introducing Mountain Dew Black Label, boldly refined.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Welcome back to Big League Fishing. We got our special guest, Marty Stone, today. All right, Marty, let's continue the story about this big Tigger.
Well, we were at a truck stop, and Robin and JT were having a rough day. It's probably because they had a grumpy old man in the car. We're on a long road trip. Gerald comes out, and he's got that four-foot-tall Tigger, and I'm like, what in the crap? And he hands it to JT, and to this day, he's still got it in his room. So that's the kind of deal that Gerald is. And the other thing, he loved Miss Robin's cooking. He looked at my wife, and with G, everybody's got a nickname. Father Stoney, but he called Robin Reuben James. He said, Reuben James, don't you take no offense to this, but you cook like somebody's grandmother. There was times that we'd be in practicing for a tournament, and I'd call him up and go, hey, man, where you at? You going to be in? He's like, yeah. And I'd hear plates and dishes and pans rattling. I'm like, you're already back to the room. He's like, well, I knew we were having spaghetti tonight, so I come in early so I could take care of JT so Reuben James could cook. I'm like, sorry.
Oh. Well, you know what?
And I got to the point that I wouldn't let Robin tell him what we were having for supper, because if it was one of his favorites, he wouldn't fish all day.
Well, you know, when he first came on the scene, he had that flat hat, you know. No, he had that hat was flat across the top, you know, instead of a little in your bill.
Yeah.
And talking
to 40-year-old man trying to look like a 20.
And but, boy, after he won this year, you could just see the emotion that he had when he finally won that thing. It was really humbling and really kind of gratifying to watch him do that.
I was glad he won.
The guys all put their heart and soul into it. He's put his life into it.
Wow.
There's nothing that he's ever wanted anymore.
We lost you there for a second. Pardon, did you get hit with a foul ball or something?
Yeah, I know. Thanks for what, Nat. It was just one of those deals where I guess I hit the wrong button on this technologically advanced phone that I've got.
Oh, pilot error.
But, you know, I was talking about just the fortunate that I've had to watch Gerald come through his career and the ups and the downs. And it's been a lot of downtime. I mean, it's everybody wants to do this. And I tell the kids that I'm working with, I said, boys and girls, it's about a 1 in 10,000 chance of making it.
Mm.
And to know the odds, what the odds are, and then for be able to go overcome those odds and then stand on top of the sport is not only a one-time but now a two-time angler of the year. I mean, that's a legacy building right there. And it doesn't surprise me at all with him.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm glad for him.
Yeah. You know, Marty, it's Thanksgiving week. Keith and I were sitting here talking about things that we're so thankful for. You've had a lot of great things go on in your life. Just, we know that you're a good Christian man. That's kind of where we base everything that we do upon our relationship with Christ. Just tell us a little bit about some of the things you're thankful for.
Doug, I am one of the luckiest people in the whole wide world. If I was to die tomorrow, my bucket list is so short. I've watched both my kids come to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, married to a wonderful woman. I've got to live out a childhood dream of being a professional angler. I've watched my kids grow up. I'm watching one live out his dream to play college baseball, and who knows, maybe one day professionally. But even if he doesn't, it's been fun to watch. Everything I get to do in life now, it's about spending more time with family and helping others. And if I don't ever do another thing for me, I've done a lot.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Great.
Well, buddy, we can't thank you enough. We're going to try to go out here and do you proud. If we happen to do well in this tournament, we're going to say we owe it all to this conversation we had with you today. And if we do bad, you can imagine what that's going to be like, too.
Really be on here.
Yeah, but I got my out on this one, though, brother. So I just told Keith, all he needs to do is get another part.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Well, look, when are you coming back up this way?
What does it matter? That's why you don't come by.
I want to know when to avoid Ohio.
You know, we got to see what the schedule shakes out. They open up the season with Arkansas at Arkansas, then they go to South Florida, back to Kentucky. I'll be up there during some of the conference, the long weekends. And I got to see if my pup's going to play. I mean, he's got his hands full. It's a great program. They're doing a lot of good things. You better believe Miami of Ohio, I think, will make some noise this year in college baseball.
I believe you're right.
Buddy, we can't thank you enough. We're thankful for you and all that you do. Best of luck with all the new stuff you got going on, and you're always welcome here in our home.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, right, Marty.
Take care, Marty.
All right, pal. Marty Stone from Major League Fishing. What a class guy.
Man, I'm telling you.
I know. Yeah. Well,
you one of the most knowledgeable guys I know.
You two set this up before the show started,
maybe
right?
Maybe just a little.
Well, I deserve it, though, because it's right, because I didn't get a chance to. I should have gone up, but I'd had a couple of surgeries when he was up there. And
you're just a tad bit busy yourself.
Yeah, I got busy this summer. You know, I did get kind of busy. All right, let's go. We got some serious fishing weekend.
You know, they're catching them every which way it's red hot.
Yeah.
And that's not the only lake around here. You know, there's a tournament also on Barron. There's a tournament on Rough River, or Nolan, I mean, and there's a Thanksgiving tournament on Green River. So,
wow.
So there's several.
Did they always do one on Green River, like the Friday?
The Friday before. You know, before, you and I fished a few. And I think they have it. Of course, it'd be yesterday on the show. But, you know, the fishing's been good down there, too.
Well, we got to concentrate on Cumberland. We got 2 days to go figure it out.
We can do it. We can just go have fun.
Well, of course, we're going to have fun.
But we'll catch some fish.
Listen to a little ball game maybe on Saturday.
Yeah.
Cats are going to be playing Louisville.
Yeah. What's your set on that one?
Let's go to the expert, because he's always been so good on predictions. Josh?
He's not very big on Kentucky right now.
I don't want to make a prediction for this one. It's going to be ugly.
You either got to make the high school prediction, Lafayette, Scott County, or you got to make UK Louisville. I'm taking that you don't think.
I'd rather make the prediction on the actual ball game, so I'll talk about Scott County and Lafayette.
I thought you were going to say I'd rather make a prediction about how you and Keith are doing this fishing tournament.
Well, that's, you know, you'll do great.
Thank you. We feel like it.
As long as Keith follows Marty's advice,
I think we'll
be good. No.
Yeah, I'm not running out on anybody. You're my partner.
I think that Scott County Lafayette is going to be a close game. I'm really hoping for that. Both teams are very competitive. Both teams are really good as far as their personnel and stuff.
And then it's more fun to broadcast it when the games are close.
Definitely, definitely.
Then you start looking at, because then the coaching comes into play. But when mm-hmm. you're just waxing somebody, then it's, you know.
Those chess match games are really where it's at, honestly, because mm-hmm. they're the most fun to watch. I don't think it's going to be that way with the UK U of L game, unfortunately. But as far as Scott County Lafayette goes, I'm going to give the edge to Lafayette. I really hope that I'm right about this because they're some good boys and I really like them.
You think it'll be a high scoring game?
Yeah, because both are pretty high powered offenses. I'm going to go around 48 to 40, 3 Ooh. In that area.
No defense.
Over and under is going to be 90 points.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, they are very explosive. Both teams are. So I expect it to be that sort of game. As far as UK U of L goes, good luck.
All right, as far as fishing goes, good luck to you and me. We got to go.
Buddy, hope you catch a bun. I hope you catch the best weekend you've had in a long time.
I think I'm kind of due. I think I'm due for a big day.
You are.
Yeah.
You are due.
I haven't put any new line on or anything.
Really?
No.
I bought me some line today.
You did?
Sportsman bought me some line.
No, I haven't put any new line on in a while because I'm just going to. You know, if your other line hadn't been stretched in a while, it probably ain't too bad. And I ain't stretched it in a while. So I want to go. I want to get it stretched good. I want one of them good old 20, 22, 23-pound bags, you know?
Well, let's do it. Will they let us weigh the water in with it, you think?
Yeah.
I've tried that before.
Weigh the boat.
They just don't, you know, and I've even told them before that I've lost a 5-pounder, see if they'd add that to the, they won't do it.
Yeah, sometimes they're rude about that.
They are very rude.
How come when you and I win, though, we always have to do a lie detector? When everybody else wins, they don't have to. I wonder what that means.
I don't know. It's starting to hurt my feelings.
Well, there's some people that actually listen to the show want to know what we're catching fish on or not. Now, I tell you, I've been down to Harrington and I'm still catching them on top water and a jerkbait.
Are you?
Yep.
I caught some. I went last Saturday. I caught some on top water.
At Harrington?
Uh-huh. No, at Cumberland.
At Cumberland?
Threw a jerkbait some. I don't think I did any good on jerkbait. Caught most of mine on the jig. So, I mean, that's what I'm going to be throwing this weekend.
Yep. No, there's a shot.
Yeah, I'll throw it a few times. I'm sure the DeVere boys will be doing that.
Yeah, maybe want to throw a topwater in the morning. Some.
Yeah, topwater, jerkbait, all that stuff ought to work. Crankbaits, Alabama rigs, all that stuff ought to work right now.
Wow.
I mean, you just go
so
fishing.
So what you're saying is it's a good time to go.
It's a great time to go fishing. Water's still 60 and above.
Wow. Throw your favorite bait right now.
Throw your favorite bait on one of your favorite lakes and have fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, be thankful you're there.
That's exactly right. So what are you thankful for? I told you
buddy,
what I was.
I'm just thankful to be alive and have the family I have and – I'm like Marty. I'm probably the most blessed man ever lived. And
how's your baby, grandbaby doing?
She is growing like a weed, playing ball. And
you still coaching her?
I'm still coaching. I'm helping the high school some, and Coach Terrell's gracious enough to let me come up there and get in his way and push some little girls around. So it's fun.
Think Josh has got anything? Josh got a new wife. He got a new baby on the way.
She does.
Got a new house.
I mean, you guys are naming it.
He works for two of the greatest guys in Central Kentucky.
That's right.
Is that the truth?
I agree with that. I honestly do. I'm not even kidding. I love you guys. You know that.
We know that. That's why we are a team wherever we end up. We got to end up
even
here.
Even in a dumpster.
No, we got to start getting the summer. We need to have a powwow next week, get us all together for a little lunch with Mr. Coyle.
We can do that.
And let's just go talk over a few things and get us a game plan for next year. Go have some fun for the summer.
We can do that.
For the rest of the winter and for the spring and
for the summer.
I'm with you.
Because
it gets here awfully fast, man.
It does, quick. Life is too short to be pouting around too much.
That's right. Well, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm home for the winter, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you start your mid-January or so, February?
Got a baseball camp in January.
Yeah.
But I'm here till... Shoot, I'm here for over almost a month and a half.
Golly.
I know. I'm going to have to introduce myself to people, especially the ones at the bank.
Hey, especially where you work.
It's embarrassing when you go into your office and there's a thing there that says, win $50 if you can get a picture of Doug in his office.
Hey, I won that 51 time, remember?
That's right. Well, we got a lot to be thankful for. We hope you all are, too. It's not a time where we start griping and moaning. I've lost the... You know, I do Twitter stuff every now and then. I got people getting all over me. The election came, you know, the last 8 years, well, you know, I kept Twittering. I kept having fun. I kept going on with life. You know what? Same thing happened after this one. Life is going to continue to go on. Learn how to adjust.
Exactly.
And I'm looking for some great things to start going on. I really am.
I think they will.
But mostly, let's try to hope for a healthy, healthy, healthy year.
And a big fish or two.
And a bunch of big fish Friday and Saturday. That's all I'm talking about.
That's not asking much.
Well, I mean, God knows the desires of your heart, so go ahead and ask for them.
That's exactly right.
Hey, folks, we hope you have had a great time. Our wonderful guest, Marty Stone, has been with us. And if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. So for Josh and Doug and Keith, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you more Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Check your calendars, dude drinkers. It's Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Friend Day. So crack open the Deeper, Darker Dew Mountain Dew Black Label for James. Hey, James won those two awesome concert tickets, and what did he do? He took someone else. Wait, he took someone else? Okay, change of plans. Today is Give a Can of Mountain Dew Black Label to a Real Friend Day. So pour around and savor that crafted dark berry flavor made with real sugar and herbal bitters. Introducing Mountain Dew Black Label, boldly refined.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.